Welcome back to the mighty 690 KGGF. As we were talking a little bit and got a little bit off guard, but in from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce is Candy Westbrook. Candy, how are you doing this morning?
Hello, doing great.
You start laughing a little bit because you're like, oh boy. I got to look up. We were talking about how great the food apps are. So yes. It's always good to talk about food. Anyway, Candy, lots of things going on in Coffeyville. Of course, the big one is happening this weekend. The Dalton Defenders Days. Lots of stuff happening this weekend. Oh, lots of events surrounding it.
Yes. That's the big kickoff of everything going on. But yes, there's all kinds of stuff happening this week and this whole month. So to start us off, though, talking about food, we were actually at the Natural Food Center today. And they've actually been in Coffeyville for tons of years. Been a staple here for many years, but Jeannie bought them over just a few years back and has just been changing it up in there, and I'm just loving it. Most people, when they drive by, they're like, oh, it's just a vitamin store, but it's so much more than that. So supplements, vitamins, of course, essential oils, all your healthy whole foods, like your gluten-free stuff, grass-fed beef. They even have bison. So go a little crazy.
Wow. That sounds interesting.
A little bit of everything. And they've got Icebox. So they've got cold stuff in there, including they carry Amelia yogurt, which is a very popular yogurt around here. And then also, I'm very excited about this. At the end of the month, she's going to start having hand-dipped chocolate. So Jeannie used to work at another bakery in this area, and so now is going to start making her own chocolates, and I got a taste today. Amy brought some back, so you guys should be getting a taste.
Oh boy, here we go.
They are so good. So nothing like homemade chocolate. And then some smoked cheese from a local person in the area. So it's just great. If you've never been in the store, now's the time to go in there, check it out. They have a little bit of everything for you to keep you healthy and just good food too. So
absolutely.
So that was exciting today. Yeah. But yes, all the events coming up. So Dalton Defenders this weekend, there's activities going on Friday. There's activities all day Saturday. Along with the Dalton Defenders, there is a pancake feed. The Lions Club Defenders Club is having a pancake feed on Saturday, and that's going to be at First Baptist Church. Also, Chuck McFate was telling us a little bit about the spook trails. I mentioned them last week, but great thing to bring the kiddos out to and the family. It's out at Cedar Bluff Camp. They will do that the 18th and 19th, and then again on the 24th and 25th. So great time, just a fun little activity for the kids. Then the Brown Mansion is having their fall tea, and that'll be on October 20th. You can get tickets for that now. Coming up next week, the Midland Theater is having their last outdoor movie night. So they have been such a great success. I mean, the town is just loved the outdoor movie nights, and we're excited to have one more before it starts getting a little cool out there. This one will be Hocus Pocus. Lots of fun.
A seasonal movie, most definitely.
Yes, it's great. And then, of course, they'll have their regular, they've got treats and activities and music and everything happening before the actual, before the movie starts. So that'll be exciting. Some other things going on. Alicia Melton from the Girls and Boys Club, they are gearing up for the Youth of the Year competition and looking for judges. Also, Life Point Church is having a garage sale this Saturday, and the next Saturday they're having their Touch of Life ministry. So mark your calendars for that. For those out there that are kind of like wanting to get in shape and like to be up in the early hours of the morning, not me. I do get up early, but
I'm up at 4:30. So
well, yes, you're already up, but you guys get up even earlier, probably. They're having a movement class with Shay. It's cross training. It's at 5:30 in the morning out at the Coffeyville Rec. So you can sign up for that and start taking that classes and get in shape. And then, of course, they have the Rec always has all kinds of activities in the fall. They've got pumpkin painting on the 14th, and then a paint party called Spooktacular on October 16th. So lots of different paint craft activities for the kiddos. And then November 9th, they will have a mother-son ball. Tickets are on sale now for that. Ken Andrews from Gators Window Cleaning and Pressure Washing, he has been filling up for his fall appointments. Looks like close to November's before he has his first opening. But if you want to get your windows washed before the winter, get everything winterized, get it all done, because you know you're not going to be able to do anything once it gets super cold out there. Make sure to get with Ken and get that set up now. Samantha with Visit Coffeyville. So the exciting news that we've all been waiting for, along with the Dalton Defenders this weekend, is the grand opening of the Defenders Museum. So it is now the Dalton Defenders Museum and Coffeyville History Museum. That'll be on Friday at 9 a.m. And they are closed all of this week just to get prepared for all the move. So I'm excited. It's beautiful. I've got a sneak peek into it a little bit. And it's going to be amazing in there. So,
and we've definitely been pushing it, saying, hey, the ribbon cutting's this week. This Friday at, I think it's 9 a.m.
It's 9 a.m.
So,
and
yeah.
Even if you can't make it at 9, I mean, they're going to, the whole day, they're going to be doing specials and just kind of, they're, grand opening.
Absolutely.
And they'll be open extended hours just for the Dalton Defenders.
Right. So, and it's gonna be great. I've heard great things about it.
Yeah.
The new building. So
yeah, I'm excited. We've got some great history in Coffeyville, and it's great that we're celebrating all that this weekend. So coming up on October 8th, Scott Thomas, he is a Phil Kinley grad who's also been working in the movie industry and book industry, and he's got a book signing at Lanning's, and so that'll be at 6 p.m. on October 8th, and everybody's invited. Martha Bond, Keller Williams, had some great news for us today. So she had 3 business commercial buildings listed. 2 of them are in contract and 1 is almost in contract. So all with new businesses that will be coming to town. So good news there. There's always new opportunities and new growth in Coffeyville. We just don't always know about it, but eventually they get all plugged in. And so, yeah, I know of a few of them that are trying to finalize some. So hopefully good news happening in the next couple months. Joe Brooks, Salvation Army, October 29th. Those are Soupalicious. So that's always yummy. They are looking for bell ringers. I know he was just recently in singing his song to promote that. And then he's excited because they have their T-shirts for sale now. They say, God bless Coffeyville and doing the most good. And so those are for sale. And you can give Joe a call or you can give us a call at the chamber. We've got the website address where you can just go on and order a shirt. Michaela from Simply Southern, their new fall line is in, including, and I need to find out about these, but there's something called Can-Can jeans. They must be popular because they sold out in the first day, and so she's got a new shipment coming in now.
What is a Can-Can jean?
I don't know. I'm interested to see.
Is it like the Can-Can dress, but there's jeans underneath? That's the only thing I can think of. But
no.
But they must be popular if they sold out basically the first day.
Yeah. Yeah, she said they just ordered a few, but they realize they're going to have to order a bunch. So stop by and see her there. And this Sunday and Monday is the Coffeyville Outpouring. That's at First Assembly Church. That has been a popular thing here in Coffeyville. She said the last few times they've had outpourings, 200 people have showed up. So it's a great ministry that they have. Sonia Larimore, Windsor Place. They are looking for a part-time cook. And they do have some rooms available right now. And then also Sonia was just sharing her news about the Bark for Life event. It was supposed to be held this summer and they had to move the date. But it's a Relay for Life fundraiser and really a great event because for a lot of people that are cancer survivors, that dog is that comfort. You know, you're going through cancer treatment, you need your best friend there. And so this is a chance to get the dogs and whatever animal you might have, I guess, out and do a little relay, mini relay. That'll be next Saturday, and that's at Walter Johnson Park. Also, she gave the announcement that the Interact kids at the high school, they are a part of it's a Rotary group at the high school, but they're doing a cornhole tournament at the CCC football game on October 19th. So more details coming on that, but for all those out there wanting to play cornhole, that'll be coming up. Speaking of cornhole, oh my gosh, it's the season of that, so.
Absolutely. Cornhole is great. I love playing some cornhole.
It is. So this Saturday during the Dalton Defenders weekend, they're going to have a cornhole tournament on 9th Street over by Yoke. And then next weekend during my Brew Fest, we're having a cornhole tournament as well. And then, of course, then on the 19th. So pretty much 3 weekends in a row, you can play some cornhole.
Yeah, if you want to get into a cornhole tournament, there's going to be plenty of chances.
Lots of good stuff. So Brew Fest is this weekend. And I just had a great announcement yesterday. I posted on social media. We have a company that's going to help us out for one day only doing some driving services. So for those of you that want to go downtown and participate and have samples but don't need to be driving probably afterwards, we've got you taken care of. So we'll have more details for that, but make sure you get your tickets this week before the prices go up. We have also got some lunch and learns and some professional headshots that we're offering people. So give me a call at the chamber and I can give you the dates on all of those. And then the last thing is just we are looking for just a couple more businesses in town that might want to participate in the Christmas Bucks giveaway. And I am actually working with Amy on doing some advertisement, and I'll come in and do a story sometime. But we're changing our Christmas Bucks program up. So everybody out there, the tickets are going away. We've done those for years, and everybody loses them, and then we have no winners, and we can't give our money away. So we're trying to give money to the population here. So we're doing it a little bit different this year, and we're going to have guaranteed winners, multiple winners every week. So be thinking about that. More details coming soon. I'll make some announcements, come in and do a story sometime, but we're excited about that. So, and I think that is all going on in October. Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff in October, and we're just starting October, so it's going to be a lot of stuff, and of course, a lot of it kicks off just this weekend with Dalton Defenders Day. Tons of activities planned. There's going to be reenactments. There's even a train ride that lasts about an hour from what I've been told, and it's not a kiddie train ride. It's a full
it's a big train.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
it's a big train.
So, and I was also told the Daltons may make a special appearance on one of the train rides.
I think they usually try to do something like that. So, and lots of good food downtown this
absolutely,
weekend, too.
Absolutely.
All kinds of food. And, oh, yum. Speaking of food, so.
And that's what we were talking about before we got on air. We're like, food.
Love food.
We definitely love food. Well, Candy, thank you very much for coming on today, talking about all the great things happening in Coffeyville. It's a lot of stuff going on, but that's what makes everything exciting.
Yes.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we are free the rest of the show. We will have open lines. You can call with your buy, trade, sale, or if you want to give away something. Also, call about birthdays and anniversaries, and also our Nichols Hitching Post poll question of the day. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.